Well, I want to thank Reverend Beggar for the kind words of welcome here tonight to Newton Arts. It's lovely to be back here with you and to share with you a little bit on the work we have been doing amongst the boys and girls, especially over the past couple of years or so, and the work that we did, especially during COVID, and the work of FPC Kids. And I do hope tonight that, if nothing else, that you will go home encouraged to know that the Lord has been working among our boys and girls, and that he will continue and has continued to work amongst our boys and girls. In the midst of everything that happened, the Lord was working. So I do hope tonight that as we go through what I've got to share with you tonight, that you will go home encouraged, and that you'll be encouraged to pray even more for your children's work here in Newton Arts and for the children that are around this area. So I'd like you to turn, first of all, to the Word of God tonight, to the little letter of 3 John. This little letter of 3 John, and we're just going to read the first 4 verses of this letter. Verse 1 of 3 John says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." And we'll end our reading there at the end of verse 4 of this letter of 3 John. I do want to begin tonight, before we go through, just some of the photos I've got to share with you and just give you a little bit of background into what we have been doing. I do want to begin by saying thank you to you as a congregation here for your continued prayers and practical support for the children's work since the last time I was here, since the last 3 years or so. And I am very grateful for your support and for your prayers. And I'm very grateful to be here tonight, like I said, to share with you a report that has been done, a report on the work that has been done over the past few years or so. And again, to encourage you that your prayers have been answered, and your prayers are what drives this work forward for the Lord. And hopefully, like I said, you will go home encouraged to pray all the more and for our boys and girls here in Northern Ireland. As you can imagine, the past 3 or so years have been slightly strange years at times, and difficult as well. And hopefully you'll see that, or you will see that as we go through all we've got with us tonight. But it was also a really blessed time where we did see the Lord's work among the boys and girls go forward. Now, not in the ways or means that we thought it would go forward, but forward nonetheless. And if we've been taught anything over the past few years, is that truth there that we read in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And it does have to be said that the Lord's thoughts and ways were higher than a lot of ours over these past few years. And the Lord's thoughts and ways did push not only me, but also Robert and Joyce and many others who were working along this line of work, pushed us all out of our comfort zone at times. And I think I can safely say that we all felt a little bit out of our depth. But it is good at times to be pushed out of your comfort zone. And the Lord has truly showed us that he can do a great work, whatever the circumstances may be. I'd like you to cast your mind tonight back to March of 2020. And I know a lot of us would like to just completely forget about that time. But I would like you to ask you to turn your mind back to March of 2020. And that time saw us having to come up with a new way of reaching boys and girls with the gospel because of the pandemic and all the restrictions and limitations that that brought in. Our churches were closed and kids weren't able to go to Sunday school, to go to children's meetings, and we ourselves weren't able to go into churches or schools as well to speak to children and do a work there. And so we were asked by our mission board to form an online ministry specifically for boys and girls, which we did end up doing, called FPC Kids. Now, I began working as a full-time children's worker in March of 2019 under our mission board. And little did I think, and I think nobody really thought, that a year into my work for the Lord, that things would very drastically change. And as you can imagine, for that first year, I was doing the typical things you might think about when you think of a children's worker. I was doing assemblies in schools and after-school Bible clubs and doing children's meetings and holiday Bible clubs, all those different types of meetings. And 2020 was going to, hopefully, at that point, was going to be that kind of same year. I had a year booked out of assemblies and that holiday Bible clubs and things like that. And things were going along nicely until March came, March of 2020. And there was a week at the beginning of March where every day I was getting phone calls from principals, from ministers saying, sorry, we're going to have to cancel that meeting we had you booked for because of everything that was happening and with COVID-19 and all, like I said, the restrictions that were brought in because of the pandemic, and understandably so, to keep everyone as safe as possible. But my diary went from being pretty full to literally having not a thing in it. At that point, up to summer of 2020. And so I was sitting kind of thinking, well, what are we going to do? This was a situation very much out of our hands. There was nothing we could do about it. And I live in a dairy farm. My dad, he's a dairy farmer. And I thought to myself, well, I'll help him. I'll go out and help him for a couple of months. Keep him happy. Give me something to do. And sure, in a wee week, a wee month, this will be all over and we'll be back to normal in no time. And I think we all thought we'd be back to normal in no time, but how wrong I was. But that's what was always going through my head. And I was like, there's nothing we can do. We'll just have to wait for this to be over. However, a few days after all these thoughts were going through my head, I got a phone call from Alistair Hamilton, who is a treasurer of our mission board. And Alistair was basically saying that the mission board wanted myself and Robert McConnell and Joyce Walsh, the two other children's workers here in Northern Ireland, to come together and to form a specific ministry for the boys and girls, an online ministry for the boys and girls. At that point, most churches had went online for their Sunday services, but there wasn't anything specific for kids to go and watch. And so on the 20th of March 2020, myself and Robert and Joyce and Alistair as well, and Alistair's daughter Catherine Keane, she was brought onto the team as well, and she does a lot of videoing and editing for the mission board. So any of the deputation videos you've seen were probably filmed and edited by her. She was brought on board as well. And Glenn Hamilton too. We all came together, and from our meeting that we had, FPC Kids was created. And we had quite a big discussion about what we were going to do and what kind of videos we were going to do. But the first things we decided to do was that we would use Facebook and YouTube to be the two platforms that we would show these videos that we would eventually do. We would show them on Facebook and YouTube. Most people today have access to either or, and it would be pretty easy for people to get access to these videos. And so we discussed what types of meetings that we would do and what kind of format that they should be. And we kind of had a few ideas, whether to just do a Bible lesson or try to do a full-blown children's meeting. And so we decided that we would try to make these videos as much like a children's meeting that the boys and girls would come to church, much like that as possible. So we would have choruses, we'd have memory verses, and then our Bible lessons. So it'd last about 20, 25 minutes. And we came up with two different meetings that we were going to do, and they were our Bible corners and our wee words. And you can tell a lot of us in the team were from Ballymena with our wee words. We love using the word wee up at home, and so that made its way in there. But our Bible corners, we were going to put them out. The plan was to put these out on a Friday night and a Sunday morning to actually like a children's meeting on the Friday night and then a Sunday school for the Sunday morning. And they were about 20, 25 minutes long. They had choruses, memory verse, and then the Bible lesson. And then our wee words, we did those at the beginning when the kids were all off school. And these went out on a Wednesday, and right at noon, I think, went out at 12 o'clock. And they were about 5 or 10 minutes long, and slightly less formal, I guess, than our Bible corners. And you'll see that in a wee moment or two. But these were the two meetings that we had planned, our Bible corners and our wee words. And we came up with this, and it's, like I said, 20th of March, it was a Friday. And time was very much of the essence, and we wanted the first video out the next Friday. So we gave ourselves a week. We wanted the first video out on the 27th of March. And of course, we had a great plan. Catherine was going to come down to our church in Cumber. Had kindly said we could use their facilities there to record. So Catherine and us were going to go all together to Cumber. She was going to record lots of footage. And the first video would be out, no problem, on the Friday. But as we read earlier, God's ways are not always our ways, and things would take a bit of a turn, or a bit of a change, pretty much the day after, or a couple of days after, because if you remember, our country was put into total lockdown, and we were told very firmly to stay at home. And so we had to come up with plan B, which was to record ourselves on our own homes. And for some reason, they picked me to be the first person to put the first video out. I don't know why they picked me. I'm not very technologically advanced. I can do basic things. But they did pick me. And I will never, ever forget that week. It was one of the most stressful weeks that I have been through so far in my life. It was difficult. This is brand new. And I know for, not only for me, but other people as well, ministers, Robert and Joyce, they found it hard as well to record even just ourselves in our own homes. And it's just the simple wee things, like you think you pressed record and you hadn't pressed record, or you thought that you made a mistake, which in a normal meeting you just kept going, but for some reason there's that little voice in the back of your head saying this is going to be here forever, you can't make mistakes. So it was hard, and for those first few months where we did record at home, they were difficult, but the Lord did give help, and we were able to get that first video out on the 27th of March of 2020. And I have to admit, we didn't know if boys and girls were going to want to watch these videos. This is something, as time went on, it got more normal for them to have even their classes online and things like this, but this was something brand new. And we didn't know if kids were going to want to sing along with the choruses at home and do the actions and do the memory verses and sit and listen to us tell them a Bible story through their TVs or phones, whatever. And so we just didn't know if any kids or many kids would want to watch these videos. But the first meeting that did go out, we were absolutely amazed at the amount of children who were watching in and the response that we got from our church family. It was really encouraging at a time when we felt so far away from one another. It was a time of real, where you did feel like the church family came together. And we got so many lovely messages from people just saying how well the videos looked. And we wanted them to look well. We wanted them to look well done. And people are just really encouraging us through their messages that they sent. And that first video that went out, there was about 150 families, let's say, who watched in live. And as time went on, that number increased. And we had people watching all over Northern Ireland, down into the south, over in the mainland. We had people watching from Canada, from Australia. It was amazing. And to see how this video went further than what we ever thought. And of course, thanks must be given to the Lord for that. And we are so thankful to him how he has even used from that first video that went out. He used each one of those videos to speak to many boys and girls. And we're so thankful to the Lord for that and for giving us this opportunity to serve him at a time where it seemed like we couldn't do anything. The Lord opened up this door and we're so thankful to him for that and for how he gave us even those people who were talented and had the time and the talents to be able to produce those videos and for the help that he gave and how he did speak to boys and girls. And we did hear even from that first video that went out of a little girl coming and asking the Lord to be her saviour. And that was like a real seal of approval from the Lord on what we were doing. And we've heard of other children coming and being saved through these videos and being helped in their walk with the Lord. And we don't know how far these videos have reached, but we'd ask you to pray that the Lord will continue to use these videos that we did and to speak to many more boys and girls and adults as well about their need of a saviour. So our first video that went out on the 27th of March. And here's sort of what we look like up on the screen. Maybe you have never seen any of our videos before. This is myself and Robert and Joyce. We're very bright, colourful, of course, wanting the boys and girls to watch it. And this is kind of what our Bible corners look like. So we start off with two of these per week on a Friday and a Sunday. And then just gradually as restrictions lifted and we were able to have Sunday schools again and children's meeting, we just gradually phased these out. However, they are all still there, like I said, for people to go on and to watch. And that's one of the good things about an online ministry. Everything is still there. And we do hear of children still watching these videos, maybe on a Sunday, and they're put on before the kids go to church and things like that. So we'd ask you to pray, like I said, that the Lord would continue to use these videos to reach boys and girls. And then these are our wee words. Like I said, slightly different from our Bible corners. We were able to do slightly different things with them. And Robert, this is his car. He loves Finnish cars, classic cars. And so he was in his element out in these cars. He's up the Mourne Mountain as well a day. And like I said, I live on a farm. So I was able to do a little series out with the farm animals and things like that and learning stuff from the farm. And these were fun to do. Interesting as well with 100-odd cows staring around you wondering what you're doing. But we got there. And these were more perhaps for kids who are already saved and helping them on in their walk with the Lord. And slightly more devotional type little messages that we did. And these went down really well, both with parents and the kids. And even heard one man ask his daughter what her favourite Bible story was. She said, the one with the cows. She was talking about this tonight and talking about meditating on the things of God. So those were our wee words. We did about 15 or so of these. And then when the kids went back to school, we just stopped these wee words that we did. And then along with our videos that we did, we also had worksheets that we put out with each video that went out. And so these worksheets just had a wee activity just to help them to remember what they just learned in their Bible lesson. And the thing was, the kids were able to print these out, then they could take a wee photo of their finished sheet, send them back to us, and we put them up on Facebook for people to see. And there was a real core group of kids who did this every single week. I want to thank them for that and thank their parents for encouraging them to do these. And we are very thankful even, and hope that these worksheets help them to remember the things that they had learned. So thinking back to summer of 2020, I had a full summer booked out of holiday Bible clubs that year. It was especially busy. I think I had like 11 holiday Bible clubs booked for that summer. And we were all hoping and praying, not only myself, but Robert and Joyce and many others I know, that we could have those in-person holiday Bible clubs. However, that was not the Lord's will at that time. And all of those holiday Bible clubs, I think everywhere, I don't think there was a holiday Bible club run anywhere, they were all cancelled. And it became pretty apparent that people were wondering if we were going to do anything. And a lot of ministers came to us and said, are FPC kids going to do something? So we quickly realised, well, we better do something. So we did decide that we would run a holiday Bible club during the summer. And we ended up doing 5 of these over about a year and a half period. And for me personally, these were kind of the highlight of our online ministry that we did. And the Lord really used these weeks of Holiday Bible Club to speak to children in a special way. And we heard of many children coming and asking the Lord to be their saviour through these Holiday Bible Clubs that we did online. And we did two in summer of 2020. We did one winter 2020, one Easter 2021, and then one in summer of 2021. And these are just some of the wee flyers that we done up for those Holiday Bible Clubs. And for these holiday Bible clubs, we tried to make them as much like a holiday Bible club as possible. So we ran them for the full week, Monday to Friday. And they were a wee bit longer every morning, about 40 minutes, 50 minutes, depending on who was speaking. And we had crafts, we had quizzes, we had a missionary story, we had a theme for the whole week. Everything you'd expect from a holiday Bible club, we tried to get it into these online ones. And a great thing about these holiday Bible clubs as well was that churches were able to get involved. And many of our churches did get involved because they came to us and said, listen, it would be great if we had something we could go out and to give the kids in our communities and the kids around our local area to let them know that these videos are there. Because if they weren't coming to church or weren't connected to the church in that way, they wouldn't know that these videos are there. And so we were able to do up packs for churches to be able to use. And these packs just had a wee personalised invitation with just the church's name on it. And then just a wee info about who we were, and then the worksheets for the week and the craft instructions for the week. And some churches even sent out the craft supplies for the whole week as well. And there were about 25 or so churches who got involved over those holiday Bible clubs that we have. We want to thank those churches for their encouragement and their support for these holiday Bible clubs. We do hope that these packs were useful, and that even through these ones that we did up, that more children did log on to see these videos. And so finally, after a long time, we were able to go and to all meet together and to record Catherine to come and record us, which was a big weight off everyone's shoulders. And we were able to go to Cumber all together and to record there. And some people wonder kind of what it looks like when we record, but it's not very, it's not exciting, but it's pretty basic. We simply stand in front of a green screen. Catherine is there with her camera and we just talk. And we hope that what we say, we can't see what is going to be beside us until we see the videos. So we don't actually know Catherine. She works her magic and she makes it all look well. And Catherine deserves a lot of credit. And she did a lot of work behind the scenes that nobody knows about. And she gave up a lot of her time and her talent for the Lord. We want to thank her for that. And she kept us right. She kept us on the straight track. And we want to thank her for that. And it was lovely, actually, to be able to work with Robert and Joyce. This is one of, I guess, the good things about the whole COVID situation and doing the online ministry. Before this, I really would never have worked with Robert and Joyce. And our job or our work that we do in its nature is not lonely, is maybe not the right word, but you do a lot of things on your own. You travel on your own, you do meetings on your own, you prepare on your own. And so it was nice to work with Robert and Joyce and to get to know them better and to be able to even ask some questions and even be able to go and talk to them about things, maybe about the work that they could help with. So that was a really nice part of doing this work, to be able to work with Robert and Joyce. But yes, that's basically what we did. And you have to stand and straight in front of a camera and just talk. And I must admit, that was hard at the start because we're used to having something, a picture, a flashcard, anything to help you. And if you forget something, you can look to that picture and it reminds you. And I usually am wandering about all over the place, and to have to stand dead straight and look straight into a camera, that was hard. And it did take a wee while at the start to get used to that. And then you had Robert and Joyce in front of you, which also was a bit daunting to have them there. And then a few ministers sometimes popped in as well to see how we were getting on. So at times you were thinking, oh, this is just crazy. But we did get used to it as time went on. And it was funny when actually we got back to doing kids again and having kids in front of you. It was strange to actually have them there and to have something to hold and look to. So it is funny how quickly you can adapt to something. But that is basically what we look like. And then if we had different things, or if we're filming different things, we had different setups. So if we were doing a quiz or something, we didn't usually use the green screen. And then for some of our Easter Holiday Bible Club, we went outside and just to make it a wee bit different. And that's Scrabble Tower. Robert was up there and I was out talking about growing with Christ with the flowers. And then for Christmas, of course, we had a few decorations up just to make it a little bit extra Christmassy. And so we were able to get these Holiday Bible Clubs filmed, and we managed to do, for I don't know how we did it, but we managed to get the 5 days filmed in one day, which by the time it came to the evening, we were all a bit doolally, honestly, by the time we got there. But we did manage to do it, and for each one of the Holiday Bible Clubs, we did a little promo video to kind of give the kids a little idea about what we were doing and what the week was going to be about. And I have one of these here. This is from our Easter one. And perhaps you have never seen any of our videos before, so hopefully this will give you a little taste about what they're like as well. So hopefully this will all work for me. That gives you a little bit of an insight into what our videos are like. Some people will say they're quite like CBeebies, so we're quite bright and colourful and cheerful. And I would say if you do want to feel like a kid again and back in children's meeting, go back and watch some of our videos and sing along to the choruses, and you'll feel like you're right back in children's meeting again in church. But hopefully that gives you a little taste about what our videos are like. And again, for these Holiday Bible Clubs, a bit like those first Bible Corners that went out, we weren't sure how many kids were going to watch these. And again, they were for a whole week and during the holidays, and we just didn't know. But again, we were blown away by the amount of children who were watching in, and we were actually able to see it because we ran competitions throughout each one of the weeks, and we had the kids were able to take pictures of their crafts and of their worksheets and send them back to us, and then we very randomly picked the best one, a best craft and a best worksheet. And for those, the first Holiday Bible Club we did, we thought, well, we'll have a prize for each. We'll have one prize for best craft, one prize for best worksheet. But the amount of children who sent back photos in was unbelievable. I remember standing and going through all the photos on Facebook, and I was like, this has to be wrong. There can't be this many. But there was about 250 pictures sent back of crafts and 250 pictures sent back of worksheets. And so we had to up the prizes to 10 prizes every day because there was just so many. Now, it was Amazon vouchers. I didn't know if that had any impact on the amount of kids who sent back photos. Maybe parents encouraging them to send them back. But we couldn't believe it. And we have some of these photos here that were sent in to us. And just seeing their wee smiles and their wee faces makes all that hard work that we put in worth it. And it was so nice to see them enjoying it and enjoying doing the video or doing the crafts and doing the worksheets. And they had to actually watch the videos to be able to do these. And so we were so encouraged, honestly, so encouraged to see so many children sending back these photos. And we're so thankful to the kids for watching, because if they didn't watch it, not there'd be no point, but it was for them. And we're so thankful to the kids for watching. We're thankful to mums, to dads, to grannies, granddads, aunts, uncles, whoever it might be. And we're so thankful to you as our church family, like I said before, a church family, for getting behind this work and supporting it and encouraging even us through your support. And of course, just some more photos here. Of course, we are so thankful to the Lord. We're so thankful to him how he did use these videos, and especially these holiday Bible clubs, to speak to children. And we did hear of children. Even our last one that we did in summer 2021, we heard of a girl coming and asking the Lord to be her saviour. And we don't know how many more children the Lord spoke to, and we'll continue to speak through these videos. And we are so thankful to the Lord and for how he did, like I said before, give us this opportunity to serve him at a time when it seemed like we couldn't. And how he did use these online videos to reach boys and girls and others as well. We don't know how many people have seen, or how many different people have seen these videos. Maybe others just randomly come across them. But we're so thankful that the Lord can even use these to speak to many different people. And there's just some more photos. Some of the crafts were amazing. Some very talented children or parents out there. He put in a lot of work to those crafts. And there, of course, was just some from our Christmas one as well that we did. However, although the online work is good and although these holiday Bible clubs did go well, you cannot beat having children out of church, and you cannot beat having them in front of you. And thankfully, in summer 2021, we were able to start up holiday Bible clubs again in person. And my first holiday Bible club and my first children's meeting that I did since March of 2020 was the first week of July 2021, and it was down in Kesh. Now, I don't know how far Kesh is from here. From my house, it's about a 4-hour round trip every day down to Kesh, but I was more than happy to do that 4-hour trip every day down to Kesh and to speak to the boys and girls there. And it was wonderful. It was great just to have the kids in front of you and to have them singing and doing the actions and doing the choruses and doing the memory verse, and to be able to actually interact with them and just have them in front of you. And it was a really wonderful summer. It was an amazing summer where the Lord really did work. And there was a little bit of fear, I think, among a lot of churches that the kids wouldn't come out, and that the parents might be too afraid to send their children out, or that just because nothing had really happened in about a year and a half, that the interest in coming out to church might have gone away over that time period. However, in most of the places, in fact, in all the places that I helped out at, the amount of children who were coming out far exceeded what they thought would come. And one example of that was over in Larne. And the Monday morning, I got a phone call from Reverend Brown, and he said, we're expecting maybe 15 out tonight. And I said, well, that's great, 15's grand. And so I headed down to Larne, and I got into, it was held in their wee back room, kind of behind their main church building, I guess. And I got in and I was like, there's more than 15 kids here. And they kept coming and coming and coming. And they ended up with 35 out that first night. And that was the same every night. They had to move it into their main church building. And the great thing was that not only were they seeing new kids, but they were seeing kids that had left even before COVID, who then were coming back. And that was wonderful. So encouraging, not only to the workers, encouraging to me as well. And that was the same everywhere. And it was great to hear then that as our children's meeting started up then in September, that those new kids were still coming out and bringing the work right up to date, especially the church work. It has been a real blessing to get back to the work again in our churches in a full-time manner. And it's hard to keep track of the years, but I would probably say summer of 2021, it really did begin to get back again in a full-time manner. And at the minute, the church work, as you can imagine, it's pretty much back to normal again, and we've been able to go and do children's meetings and Sunday schools, youth meetings, and to start our deputation meetings again, which is really nice to be able to go around the churches once again and to be able to let you know of the work that we have been doing. But a real answer to prayer is that we've been able to get back again into our schools. And our work has kind of two branches to it. There's the church side of the work and then the school side of the work. And as you can imagine, the school side of the work took a real hit during COVID. And it took a lot longer for schools to open up to us than it did for the church side. But during COVID, we were able to do up assemblies, online assemblies that schools were able to use. And we were able to do up these assemblies. They're all on YouTube, and most schools nowadays have access to YouTube. And we were able to contact those principals that we had been in, the schools we had been in before COVID, and let them know that these assemblies were there for them to use. And many of those principals came back to us and said that this is great, something for them to use. It's very simple. All they had to do was go on and press play. There was really a chorus, a prayer, and then a Bible lesson or object lesson. And so very simple for them to use. And so a lot of those our principals came back and said this is great. And school assembly is an important part of the day. And of course, schools is such a great opportunity for us to be able to go in and to reach children who would never come out to church. And so Robert then had the great idea, and it was a good idea, to contact every primary school in Northern Ireland with these assemblies. I don't think you realise how many primary schools there are in Northern Ireland. There are a lot, but we set about to the task, and we split the country up into the six counties, and I got County Antrim and County Londonderry, and I think I sent about 250 emails out to primary schools. Now, sadly, I didn't get 250 responses back. However, we did get some new contacts made into new schools, and that has then resulted in us being able to go in to those schools when everything opened up again to us. And it really was kind of only January of 2022, that schools gradually and very slowly opened up to allow us to come in. And it was slightly different settings. We usually only had maybe P1s to P3s, and then you went back again to P5s to P7s, or P4s to P7s. And in one school I went to, I sat looking at the computer screen and all the kids sat looking back at me through the computer screen, which was a strange one and today. But thankfully, even though the settings might have changed and circumstances, God's word did not change. And we were able to go in and to reach boys and girls with the gospel. And I'd ask you to pray for our schoolwork. And I'd ask you to pray even as things, thankfully, have opened up again and pretty much back to normal again in our schools. And we're able to go in really once a month. It's good to get back to those once a month into the schools again. And you might only have 10, 15 minutes once a month. But even as we all work together, not myself and Robert and Joyce, but others too, who go in and do a faithful work for the Lord in our schools, as we all sow, that there will be a great reaping amongst our schools and amongst our boys and girls in our schools. And it's so evident when you go around the school, it's so sad how little the kids know and how they're so simple wee things that you think, oh, every kid should know that. They don't know them. And it's heartbreaking. But I ask you to pray for us as we do go in, that the Lord would open more doors for us into schools. There is a great pushback on us to go into schools. There's a lot of people who would like to close the door to us. But I ask you to pray that the doors will stay open, and that especially for even those Christian principals who would love to have us in more, that Lord would give them wisdom and give them those opportunities to allow us in. And pray for the kids. Again, like I said, you can reach many children who would never set foot inside a school or never set foot inside a church. And they all kind of have to be there, and they all sort of have to behave themselves. All the teachers are always there to make sure they do. So I'd ask you to pray for those, pray for the teachers too, even as they sit, or as they listen as well into what we have to say. And this Friday, I'm going back into a school in Ballymena, it's a good big school, about 200 kids go to it. And I've got 5 minutes, so I've allowed 5 minutes, which is hard. But I'm thankful for those 5 minutes. But I'd ask you to pray even as we go in and try our best to even show the gospel to the kids there in those 5 minutes, that the Lord would give us help, and that, again, he'll do wonderful things even in those 5 minutes. This summer, I'd ask you to pray even as we go back to do our holiday Bible clubs again. Past summer 2022, we were able to take part in many holiday Bible clubs, with many children being reached with the good news of the gospel. Summer, as you can imagine, is one of the busiest times for us as children's workers. And this past year, in 2022, was no different. It was so fantastic to see so many children come out to meetings that were held in churches, community centres and people's lawns. I was even in a lady's kitchen at one point when the rain came on, so I'd ask you. It was really wonderful to see all those kids coming out. And the past summer, I spoke on the theme of kingdoms and crowns. Look, are tying in with our own late Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations that were held last year. We learned many lessons from different kings and queens throughout the Bible, good and bad. And we finished off the week by looking at the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd ask you to continue to pray, even at each one of those children who came out to those meetings, will be able to say that Christ is King of their lives and that they've given their hearts unto him. This past summer as well, I also had the opportunity to be a leader at the United Children's Camp, which is run by our mission board. And it was my first time there as a leader, and I can truly say it was a really blessed week. We had around 50 children who came out, and we had lots of different activities held throughout the week, and their days were fully packed. to entertain them and also to tire them out so they would go to sleep at night. The good thing about kids is that they have to sleep. At one point or another, they crash and they need to go to sleep. Teenagers can stay up all night. I could never do the teenage camp, but the kids have to go to sleep at some point, and they weren't too bad. And the Thursday night, they're all like, oh, we're going to stay up all night, and by 11 o'clock, everyone was out for the count, and it was great. We had two meetings that we held every day, and we looked at the life of George Mueller, and then at different people who met Jesus. And for me personally, one of the highlights of the week was hearing the kids just give a really simple word of testimony, and even just watching them stand up and just simply say how the Lord had saved them, and not being ashamed even in front of those people, their friends that were around them. And it was so encouraging. And even that they are our church at the minute, but they're future ministers and missionaries of our church. And it was wonderful to hear even all those kids, or many of those kids, stand up and just give a very simple word of testimony. And there was the Lord has really answered prayer about this camp, because last year there was 50 children, but there were so many more children who applied who couldn't get in. And so there was that desire to perhaps run two camps this year. And it's something that we did pray about. And thankfully, we did. And we were able to run, or we are going to run, two camps this year. And the Lord answered prayer, and those camps are fully booked out. And so I'd ask you to pray for us leaders. 1 week is hard, 2 weeks is going to be tough. But I ask you to pray for us, and that the Lord would give us that strength, that mental strength, the physical strength to do these 2 weeks. And especially for the children that come. And it's such a great opportunity for them to meet children their own age, to meet Christians their own age, and to make those lifelong friends are made from these camps. So I ask you to pray for those kids that come, and especially for those who are coming who are not saved, that the Lord would speak to them through this week. And yes, it is a week of fun and games and all that kind of stuff, but at the heart of it, it is a week about God and about what we can learn from the Bible. So I ask you to pray for those children who come, that the Lord would really work in their hearts. And our hope is that even as we continue to work among the boys and girls through this summer, and as well as these camps, we've got our holiday Bible clubs. I think I've got 10 holiday Bible clubs this year in total with the camps, one of them here in Newton Ours, and I am looking forward to coming down and to spending the week here amongst the kids. Our hope is that as we do continue to work among the boys and girls throughout the rest of this year and into the future, that children will even be reached with the gospel. The children will hear the good news of the gospel, and that they will walk in the truth of the word of God. And that is what we've been reading here in this little book, this little letter of 3 John, that children would walk in the truth. And we read that in verse 4 of this letter. And here in this third epistle of John, we have recorded for us, like I said, his letter to a fellow brother in the gospel, a man called Gaius. Now, we're not told much about Gaius, but what we do read about him here in this short letter does much to commend him to us. We are told in verse 3 that John rejoiced greatly in hearing reports about him, and rejoiced mostly in hearing that he was walking in the truth. And in verse 4, we have recorded for us those words, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." And although these words were written by John primarily talking about Gaius and about fellow believers, I believe tonight that we could take these words literally for us, and that we should say that we have no greater joy than to hear that our children, our little ones, our older ones, are walking in the truth of the word of God. We should have no greater joy than this. It should be the desire of every Christian parent, every Christian children's worker, and child of God to see young people walking in the truth of the Lord. And that is why we do the work that we do among our boys and girls, so that they will walk in truth. Yes, the question must then be asked, so what is this truth that they are to walk in? Well, very simply, it is the truth written within the word of God. And most importantly, the truth of salvation, that we are all sinners in the eyes of God, and we need to have our sins washed away. And our boys and girls do need to hear this. And that is why it's so important that we as a church place such an emphasis on child evangelism. And I'm so thankful that we as a denomination do. And we do care about our boys and girls, and we do want to seek them for Christ. But the thing is, our children are being fed so much lies from the world that is contrary to the word of God. They're being told that they can live their lives whatever way they want. They're being told this, taught this through certain schools are teaching this, through TV, through social media, whatever it might be. They're being told they can just live whatever way they want. They don't have to be responsible to anyone or anything. But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches us that we are to be sure our sins will find us out. So it is important that the boys and girls of our land are being taught the truth of the Word of God. And as we've seen, as I said earlier, even in our schools, it's so clear that the boys and girls in this land do need the gospel as much as anywhere else in the world. And so there is a need for us to go out and to invite the children in and to tell them the truth of the Saviour. And the wonderful thing is that children can walk in the truth. Children can be saved. And so it is vital that we teach them the truth of the Word of God. We read about children throughout the Word of God who were walked in the truth. Think of Samuel, think of David, and even the Lord as a child walked in the truth of his father. And we read of more children in John's letter before 3 John and 2 John. Again in verse 4 we have very similar words where John says there, "I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth." And the Bible clearly states that children can be saved. In Matthew 18, which is a wonderful chapter, but in Matthew 18, in verse 6, we have those words of the Lord where he says, "Whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me." And he's talking about the children believing in him. And in verse 11, we learn that Christ has come to save that which was lost. And surely that includes our boys and girls. And in verse 14, we have those wonderful words there, that it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. These are all proofs to us that children can be saved and that they can walk in the truth of the Word of God. And so we should go out and seek them. And we want the boys and girls then to continue walking in that truth when they are saved. Our greatest joy again should be to see that our little ones who are saved continually walking on with the Lord, especially when they get up into their teenage years. And the word "walk" here in 3 John and verse 4, in the original Greek, it means something along the lines of to tread or to walk at large, or that there's a sort of worn path that they're walking upon every day. It's habitual for them to go on this, and they're well versed, they know what that path is. And that the kids, they're occupied, or the people are occupied with it. And that's what we want our boys and girls to be and to do. We want them to be guided by the truth of the Word of God. We want them to walk those well-worn paths of the Bible. We want them to be guided and to be occupied and by the Word of God. And that is why it is so important that there are workers among the boys and girls teaching them the truth of God. And I would like to encourage even each one of you here tonight who are involved in children's work, and to encourage you to keep going and to keep teaching the little ones. And maybe for those of you here tonight who are not involved, maybe you can think about getting involved, and maybe you can't come out even when the meetings are on. Will you take upon your heart the workers, take upon your heart the children, and pray for them that the Lord would save them and that he would keep them going on with himself? And that's something that weighs on my own heart for our children who are already saved. They need taught. They need the things, those deep things of God broken down for them to understand, to know what it actually means to be a Christian. It's not just that you get saved and that's it, but that there is that change, there is that walk with the Lord, that relationship with the Lord. And it's so important, yes, that we take every opportunity we can to tell the boys and girls the gospel, but not to leave out our children who are saved, and to help them on in their walk with the Lord. And we can all be part of that. And even if any of you here tonight does have a relationship with a child who is saved, I'd encourage you to even continue, or encourage them to continue to read their Bibles and pray, and even teach them yourself, even those deep things in the Bible and how they should live their lives by that truth. Our greatest joy should be to see our children walking in the truth. John could say of a certain day that it was his greatest joy, and it should be ours too, to see our children walking and going through life on the truth of the Word of God. We should be praying this for every child, and even especially thinking about the boys and girls here in this church and in this surrounding area, we should pray that for them too. And to think about it, if it is our chief joy to see the little ones walking in the truth of the Saviour, think of the joy that it brings the Lord to see the little ones walking in his truth and coming and putting their faith and trust in him. So hopefully tonight we have seen even the importance of teaching our boys and girls the truth of the Word of God. So again, I would ask for your continued prayers for this work. There are prayers for us as we go around and as we continue to seek the boys and girls. The Lord would give us help. He would give us those many opportunities, and that the hearts of the boys and girls be open even to hear what we have to say to them from God's Word. And even again, for the boys and girls here in this place and thinking about the summer coming up, please take them upon your heart and pray for them. Have that renewed determination to pray for them in your heart. And love them for the Lord, call them for the Lord, and do pray for them. And if we do this, then hopefully we will all have great cause to rejoice as we hear of many children walking in truth. So I do hope tonight, as I finish, that you have been encouraged to hear how the Lord has been working, and that it will encourage you to continue to pray and again take upon your heart the little ones. And again, thank you for your support and thank you for your encouragement to me as well. And I do hope tonight you can go home and pray more specifically for the work that we have been doing.